I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The more than year-long dead period is over, and college football, college basketball, heck, every kind of college coach I can get in touch with is saying they're the busiest they've ever been. The only man I would argue might be as busy or busier is 24/7 Sports National Recruiting Editor Brandon Huffman. Brandon, how are you, and can you believe how quickly things have started up again?
Yeah, I mean, we have schools that are hosting events at midnight, opening those doors widely for the first time in 15 months. It showed you that college coaches were just as eager to get this thing going as the recruits going on the visits were.
Yeah, it's just been wild. I was saying, for me, I don't know how it went for you, but for me, not being able to go to games, especially in Oregon, we didn't have anything for so long. I didn't realize kind of how bogged down I was by covering recruiting the last 6 to 8 months, where really nothing was going on. And sure, I was writing top fives, top tens. I was talking about how kids were doing in their Zoom meetings with coaches, but it did become a slog writing the same story over and over. I wish I could take visits. Here's how my Zoom meetings went. I'm doing the best I can to make a decision. I feel this breath of fresh air now that we could actually get outside and see camps, now that kids are actually visiting. It feels like a whole new beat. How are you feeling about it? I know it's a lot of work, but does it feel better? Do you feel re-energized covering this stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just the mere sight of new photos, guys going on unofficial visits, doing photo shoots at the respective schools that they visited, doing, you know, any kind of social media type of exploit where they're getting new pictures, new videos, just something to show that these guys are excited to be back on the campuses. And then you get so many different guys to track, rather than asking guys, hey, how did your drive-through visit at this school go when you didn't get to meet any of the coaches, when you didn't get to see the facilities, when you just basically had to drive around town? You can now ask these guys, how did the individual workout go? You had some schools that have already done camp. Alabama did a camp yesterday. You know, Notre Dame's got one this weekend. You've got on-campus evaluations now. A new addition to the 2022 class is the OCEs that schools are able to do, a one-hour workout. So there's just so much stuff that's now being, you realize how much you missed it when it was gone for the previous 15 months.
The one thing I wish we would have left behind, and I've already found out that we have not, is parents dressing up in a college football uniform for the photo shoots with their kids. I was hoping that the end of dad in, you know, ex college football uniform gear was going to be done, but I've already seen the photos. Prospects are still posing with their dads in full uniforms, full pads. Is there any trend right now in recruiting that you kind of think is cornier than that?
No, I mean, there could be some that are out there that, you know, I don't want to indict any kids on it. I don't want to indict any coaching staffs on it.
Okay.
But that is one of the more, you know, probably one of the more corny ones. I mean, it was fine when you have a dad. A couple of years ago, I think Florida did it. They had a dad whose arms were bigger than his son's, and he was a top-tier defensive tackle. You know, when you do that, that's fine. If he's wearing the jersey, it was the whole uniform thing that kind of, you know, got to be a little bit on the corny side. And I think that's probably one of the weirder ones. I mean, you know, the kids not getting, or the parents are not going to be playing in that school. They're not going to be wearing that uniform. So why try it on? Come on, mom. Come on, dad.
Yeah. And it is fun too, if the dad was an alumni. That's the other
sure.
Excuse that I'm like, all right, I'm cool with that. Okay, the reason we had you on, we wanted to talk to you about the new recruiting period, but I also wanted to talk to you about JT Tuimoloau's recruitment. You've said for a long time, we've had you on the show a few months ago, and you said, this is going to go into the summer. It's going to go until he can take visits. He's scheduled his official visits. Does anything stand out initially when you look at the official visit schedule. Alabama, I believe it's Alabama, gets the last visit. I know, you know, Oregon, I think, wanted to get that last visit. They get the second to last visit, which is still a good visit, right on the heels of an Ohio State visit. He's also visiting USC and Washington. What stands out about the schedule, if anything at all, if you can make anything out of a schedule?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it is Alabama at the last spot, because I know Ohio State had hoped to get the last visit. I know Oregon had hoped they would get the last visit. I know Washington was either they wanted the first or the last one. You know, I think there's probably Bama getting the last visit. There's a lot of speculation. Like, do you really want Nick Saban to have the last in-person, face-to-face meeting with JT? I think the other thing that stands out is the way everybody's kind of psychoanalyzing where their school falls in the order of the date. You know, well, we got the number two visit, that means this or that. Or, well, we got the number three visit, so that means this and that. And it's like, guys, this is just pure happenstance of a schedule. He's got a cram five in, you know, and he's taking 1 week off. He's going on a visit this week into Washington. Then he's taking next week off to graduate. He's got a lot of family coming in town. Then he kind of goes on the blitz between USC, Ohio State, and Oregon, a little bit of a break for Alabama. I think people were making too much of, oh my gosh, he's going to be tired. Like, listen, dude, he's 18 years old. All right. You have more energy when you're 18 than you do when you're 45, when you're 50. And not only that, he doesn't have schoolwork to bog him down. You know, the one visit he's taking before he graduates is a school that he can drive to. Right. So I think people are reading a little bit too much into the order of the days. I think a lot of it just had to do with, you know, pure just scheduling. And I think that the fact that, you know, he's still taking all five of those visits, at the end of the day, man, he was adamant. He was going to take all five of his official visits. If they had to wait till June, they would do it. You know, kudos to him for waiting it out, waiting the process, and it shows you what kind of talent he is. These schools haven't said, hey, go pound sand, kid. We're not waiting for you anymore. Each one of those schools, when he said he wanted to do those visits in June, they all make dates work for him to come and visit their campus.
Talking to 24/7 Sports national recruiting editor Brandon Huffman about JT Tuimoloau, easily the most plugged in guy when it comes to his recruitment. He's the number one recruit in the nation for the class of 2021. To me, this whole recruitment to some extent has been both a microcosm and an indictment of the recruiting process, not from the Tuimoloau family in any way, shape or form, but in terms of analysis. I've seen people predict that, you know, he's going to commit on a certain day. I've seen predictions that people predict kind of for their own team on across the board of all five of his finalists, to be honest, that I think he's going to choose our school. And they're an editor, they're a writer somewhere. And it's like, you know, I'm all for being a homer, but when you're a pro, you can't just say, I think he's choosing USC because I write for insert, you know, USC thing here. I've seen in the last week people say it's down to, well, actually right before you released his official visit list, I've seen it's down to two. It's Ohio State and Alabama. I've seen it's down to two. It's Oregon and Ohio State. I've seen it's Oregon and Alabama. It seems like a lot of nonsense has been run rampant with and been turned into stories with JT Tuimoloau. Is that the new normal in recruiting, or is this a special case because he's waited, because he's the number one kid, and because, again, he's had to wait because of COVID?
No, I think that's recruiting in a nutshell. I mean, shoot, even those of us that work for 24/7 are not immune to it. With the crystal ball, we're making predictions. But there were some that, you know, for a guy who had basically kept his recruitment as close to the vest as JT has, and certainly how close to the vest he's kept it over the last year, for there to be random people saying he's going to commit to this school on this day. I mean, I was on vacation. Normally the story, if it was big, I'd have reported on it. But to me, it was such a non-story because I knew it wasn't true. It wasn't worth separating myself from my vacation to go write a story on a non-story. But I think, you know, the speculation part of recruiting is what makes recruiting so fascinating and why people tune in and read it. But at the same time, when you have recruits that keep things close to the vest, like JT has, you know, you're going to have people that are going to try to overanalyze and psychoanalyze and read into every single little detail. You're going to have schools that have a positive Zoom with him or a positive FaceTime with him, and they're going to feel good about themselves without realizing that he's having the exact same Zoom and FaceTime with four other schools that exact night for the same amount of time, and those other four schools are feeling just as good about it. So it's been about who can kind of, you know, keep their own feelings to themselves about how they're doing with JT, and those that, you know, can't wait to tell everybody how great everything is. I mean, you're seeing how some schools have kept it a little bit more quiet. Other schools have been a little bit more, you know, outgoing about it, if you will. But I also think that it is the most fascinating part of it is that JT never wavered. At no point did he have any plans to make a decision in February or March. At no point did he have plans to make any decisions before these visits. So there was a lot of kind of blown smoke and hot air that was speculated on across the country over the last 6-9 months. He's going to do this. He's going to go there. He's going to favor this place, when he has stuck to his plan the entire time, just as we've reported it.
Okay, let's blow some hot air and get into the speculation. Speaking of how that's not great, I've said, and I don't know, and I'm going to say clearly, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know where his head's at. I do feel strongly, based on a number of things, that for a while, Ohio State and Alabama were probably ahead of Oregon. Part of the reason I think that is I think you're really connected, and you've said that in the past on this show, that you felt like Ohio State and Alabama might be a little bit ahead of his other contenders. So I've put the chances at roughly 15% that he ends up choosing Oregon. If you had to put a percentage on it, what would you say Oregon's chances are of getting JT Tuimoloau? And if you had to say who his top real contenders are right now, what order would you put it in? Again, he has not told you this. I'm not saying what has JT told you. I'm saying this is purely your speculation based on what you know, if you're comfortable giving it.
Yeah, I mean, I would go, just because I'm not really good in math. My math might be off on a lot of this, but I would probably go, Bama, Ohio State at about 23% each. I'd probably put Oregon and Washington relatively even at about 22%, and then I put USC with whatever percentage points were left. That's the one school that I feel has the longest shot at getting him, and that's the school that I feel like, even though they're taking a visit down there, it'll be his second official visit and his first after he takes the week off for graduation. He's got family ties down there. I still don't know that, USC, it was clear that they were prioritizing Corey Foreman, and understandably. I mean, one's the number one player, one's the number two player, but one's at a school that you're constantly recruiting at each and every year in Corona Centennial. So I don't know how much they ever really prioritized JT over Corey Foreman. That said, the fact that he's still visiting Ohio State, even though he, had ample reason to not visit them or to, just visit the schools he's really serious about, they were the school that had been, a year ago at this time, if there's no pandemic, I am very confident in saying if there's no pandemic, guys take visits at normal times. Everything goes as it looked like it was going in, say February of 2020, I would say JT's probably getting ready to move to Columbus in a couple of weeks. But over the last year, a lot of things changed. A lot of things happened with the pandemic, with the inability to get out there and take a visit. So I think Ohio State's come back to the pack a smidge, and I think Alabama's risen. But I think Oregon and Washington have closed the gap, and really I think Washington's the one school that's kind of starting to make a lot of other schools panic. Are they really going to have this legitimate of a chance when, early on, I had quotes. He told me that, Washington was fifth on his list. Now I would say they're no worse than fourth, but that 1-4 is getting bunched up. So, depending on what my math was when I named those percentage points, I think this thing is a lot closer. It's why I've never gone more than 1% or 1 point, I should say, on my crystal ball to Ohio State. I mean, that's as close to me saying this cloudy, blurry, whatever you want to say. And I felt that way for the last year. I just think that there's still a lot of time, because this next month with all these visits, when he's taking them, who he's visiting, I still think that that's going to ultimately be the really big decision point for him to really choose from.
24/7 Sports, National Recruiting Editor Brandon Huffman, thank you for joining the show. When he schedules a commitment, or after, if he just decides to pull the trigger, I'd love to have you on to break down what he brings to the table and where you think he's going to end up if we have you on right before he commits. Thank you very much for joining the show. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.